Mystery models, reasoning theater, and the tools rethinking how developers code. A model called Ox Alpha appeared on OpenRouter this week under a stealth provider namespace. No public announcement, no disclosed training data, no named creator. It collected 176 upvotes and 135 comments as the community benchmarked it against frontier models and speculated about its provenance. OpenRouter's stealth mechanism is a known channel for model providers who want real-world usage data before staking their reputation on a formal launch, and the Ox Alpha release illustrates how sophisticated that community has become. Curated benchmarks no longer suffice, so providers increasingly seed real users first. DeepSeek released a vision experiment, V4 Flash Vision, pushing multimodal capability into its speed-optimized inference architecture. The HN discussion was smaller, at 8 comments, but the observers tracking it read it as a signal that DeepSeek is moving to close the multimodal gap at low latency, not just compete on reasoning benchmarks. DeepSeek's previous releases have, by community consensus, punched above their announced compute budgets in ways that defy conventional scaling assumptions. The AI paper drawing the most substantive debate, 251 upvotes and 195 comments on a 2025 paper receiving renewed attention, argues that the field should stop treating intermediate tokens in a model's reasoning trace as a window into cognition. When a model produces a long chain of tokens before its final answer, the paper contends, those tokens are not a record of actual inference steps. They are a continuation of the output distribution, statistically consistent with what a thinking process looks like in training data, but not necessarily correlated with the internal computation producing the result. For organizations using models in high-stakes medical, legal, or financial decisions and treating chain-of-thought output as an audit trail, the implication is pointed, that audit trail may be a post-hoc narrative rather than a genuine record. On the tooling side, a project called Huzzah by developer Daniel Vaughn earned 325 upvotes and 172 comments for its argument that the standard AI coding paradigm has a fundamental problem. The feedback loop between intention and implementation is too long and too opaque. Huzzah surfaces architectural decisions rather than generating finished code, attempting to keep the developer's mental model engaged throughout. A separate project named Vomit, deliberately provocative and genuinely discussed, uses a secondary language model to strip verbose or structurally redundant output from Claude 5, applying separation of concerns logic to LLM output quality.